Good morning, everybody. I'm going to read some prepared remarks first, just so I'm
The press
sure
conference was designed to let Tennessee Transportation Commissioner John Schroer announce a delay in the Hindley Bridge project, pushing the reopening back to 2014. But a group of labor protesters called Bridges to Justice wanted to talk about something else. Safety.
Well, since May of 2011, another man was killed. Another man died in March of 2012 on a Britton Bridge project in Marion County. Serious safety violations were found.
I'd like to answer questions about this bridge at this moment and how it affects the people of South Knoxville. Now wait, let me finish. When I'm done, excuse me, just a minute. When I'm done, you can have the microphone and you can say whatever you would like to say. But what we need to do right
Standing with the members of Bridges to Justice that day was a man for whom job site safety is more than a public cause.
My name is Dwayne Sweat. I'm a construction worker.
Sweat began working at the Hindley site in July 2012. He helped pour concrete and construct massive molds that would form one of the bridge's seven main support piers. Just 2 months after he started, Sweat injured his knee working on one of those molds. He says the contractor, Britton Bridge, was more interested in finishing the project than in doing it safely.
I had never seen anything like this. You know, how they push the employees. The type of work that's going on out there is extremely dangerous. And, you know, for them to not take time to be safe, it just, you know, that's what made me take notice.
Not long after, Sweat and one of his co-workers, Carlos Guzman, went on strike. It's not the first time serious questions have been raised about safety issues at the Hindley Bridge restoration project. In 2011, two workers, John Womack and Solin Estrada Jimenez, died in separate accidents at the bridge. A Tennessee Occupational Safety and Health, or TOSHA, inspection that year revealed 11 safety violations at the Hindley site, five of them considered serious.
Britton Bridge is committed to safety.
John Van Maul is a spokesman for Britton.
And that is evidenced by a daily safety briefing on the job site, weekly more detailed safety meetings, and then there's a full-time safety inspector slash engineer on the job.
Early on, safety was a constant issue at Hindley, and state labor officials shut down work for a month after Estrada Jimenez's death. But Van Maul is quick to point out that TOSHA's subsequent inspections at the bridge have resulted in no safety citations.
The workplace has been adjudged safe by those who are responsible for doing that.
Bridges for Justice activists are skeptical, especially given that two additional deaths have happened at other Britton Bridge contract projects around the state. Fran Ansley is one of the group's leaders.
Construction is a dangerous profession. It does not have to be deadly. All four of these deaths were preventable. All four of these deaths were unnecessary tragedies.
The debate between Britton Bridge and labor activists continues with little indication of resolution. Sweat says he and co-worker Carlos Guzman are still technically on strike until they feel more comfortable about their safety. But Britton Bridge says as far as it's concerned, Sweat and Guzman stopped showing up for work and were terminated. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth, WUOT News.